get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control.
All right, let's get started in here. You know, I'm telling you, I thought that we would wake up today and there would be rain, but no, it's actually, it's in the air. Do you know how that smelling of the rain starts to...
I think it's called drizzle.
Oh, is well, it? I don't know. It was no? not as hard as a drizzle.
Or is it mist?
A mist. There you
is.
Go. There you go. Well, I welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show, and it is Feel Good Friday. I'm going to just switch it up a little here.
Feel Good Friday.
Doesn't
today?
That feel good?
It is.
Just
feel good
to feel good. It's all about feeling good. When you're feeling good, you know, then good things happen, and that's what life's about. So I am so excited that you have tuned in to my show, Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Giovanni. He's back from his little trip. We'll have to hear about all the hot. Before we know it, it's going to be Halloween.
It's only 6 months away.
I know. Only. Thanks.
Only.
All right. And we have Donna Granata. Did I say that right?
That's
Granata.
Right.
Yes. And she is, you're with Focus on the Masters. That's and I'm really excited to hear about that.
Well, I'm delighted
to be here.
I hear
a lot of stuff about it. In fact, you got something going on tonight, right?
Yes.
We'll talk a little bit about that and find out kind of your journey and how you came up with this and how you follow everybody. And I'm really excited.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We got Matt on our board. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And if you have something that would make somebody feel good, I'd love you to just call in and talk about it, because that's what it's all about, is sharing really good stories. And what a good way to go into the weekend, you know, with just feeling good. So I want to tell you, if you are just tuning in for the first time, you can listen to my website. You can actually go on my website. You can stream us up in the right-hand corner. You can listen live. Also, you can listen on TuneIn Radio. You can Facebook us. I'm like reaching my goal right here. We're almost there. And if you are just new on there, please go and like our page so then I can be in touch with you and let you know everything that's happening. Tomorrow, I'm going to be out at the Pacific View Mall for Kids Expo. And that is with ParentClick, my new partner. But I've got several partners. And if there's something that you want to be a partner with us, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to see if you're a match for my show, because it's all about adding value every day in every way. And so that's something I do. But there's Ventura Breeze, Sheldon Brown. He's a great guy, and he always lets me. In fact, he's the one. I thought he was going to be here today.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll get you back on and have him come in.
Fantastic.
Because he gave me a lot of really key players out in Ventura. And so definitely also Coffee News, Rob Blaze, he's another great guy. And he, you know, every restaurant you walk into, if they're not there, you better ask for them, because they've got great, he does our Tuesday trivia. So I'm connected in all these different ways, and I'd love you to be a part of my show, and I'd love to be a part of what you're doing. So also, I want to remind you, 805-639-0008. We also have the St. Patrick's Parade coming up on Main Street. That's mm-hmm. another one. I hope they don't get rained out, you know.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, though.
But
doesn't it rain a lot in Ireland?
There you go.
So,
right?
Hey, we're bringing a little bit of Ireland back
there
here.
You go. A little bit of cabbage and
corned beef and cabbage.
I already mm-hmm. had that a couple weeks ago, but I love that.
I'll partake with the green beer part of it.
Ooh, there you go. I just heard downstairs that Andre brought in green bagels. That's, you know, as long as they're good inside, they're not the moldy ones. Oh, it's all good.
Doesn't McDonald's have the shamrock shakes?
Oh, that's really good. Mm-hmm. And you know what my favorite is the mint ice cream. The mint chip.
I've been hearing that a lot. A lot of people like mint chocolate chip ice cream.
I love it.
I don't know. I'm more of a cookie, the chocolate chip cookie dough kind of person.
You know what, Giovanni, you were doing some research a little bit, right? And I thought that would be our first trivia question.
You want me to do that?
Yeah, I got tickets for a movie. It's a perfect movie night. I'm telling you, it's a great night to go to the movies. And I've got two tickets right now. We'll just start off with our giveaways. But at the Roxy Stadium 11 over on Verdugo Way in Camarillo. Mm-hmm. And if you know this answer, give us a call here at 805-639-0008.
And the question is originally what color was associated with St. Patrick's Day?
This is just, it's kind of bizarre that it, mm-hmm. yeah, there you go. Well, if you know that answer, give us a call here. Matt's waiting for your call. All right, and I know we have our first guest on the line, and we have Guy Finley, and his book is The Seeker, The Search, and The Sacred, and A Journey to the Greatness Within. So, Guy, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Kim.
Very good. Thank you for joining us here today.
You're welcome.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your journey and your, you know, your book.
Well, Kim, I'm an author that some of your listeners may know. I've had a few popular books, The Secret of Letting Go and The Courage to Be Free. But my new book, The Seeker, The Search, The Sacred, is a kind of a divergence from the usual type of material I write, and it's a very wide-reaching book in terms of trying to help people understand that we share a much more common basis in our spiritual lives than we know, because this book makes it evident by drawing on 5,000 years really worth of traditions. It proves that all of these teachings and the various mystics and the masters, the saints, have drawn from the same source all of this time, and the book proves that you and I are not only connected to that, but we're intended to be part of the unfolding process of this great journey.
That's interesting. I'm looking through your book right now, and you have a lot of different little sayings that people came up with. And, you know, that's something I do. I always end all my shows with a mommy moment, different affirmations, and I really like that part of your book.
Well, the nice thing, Kim, is, again, is that whether, you know, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, all of the five, six major traditions that we know about, I was able to find by some research that all of them have a similarity.
Well,
that's what the book is called. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I love that because really I think that there, you know, I kind of believe in that there's one God for all of us, you know. Right. I really, truly do. And I believe that, you know, love yourself, love others. If we just lived unconditionally, to me, that would be, you know, the key, the secret to, you know, nonviolence and just being nicer to other people. You know, Guy, we're going to take a caller. Oh, we lost our caller, but we did have a winner. Well, actually, we'll get them back on the line. You know, what we're going to do is we have to take a really quick break. I got you on and didn't take our break right away.
Let's take our break.
Okay, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Guy Finley. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Great song, and I really feel that we are. We're all, you know, children of God, right? I mean, that's it. And we all need to take care of each other instead of fight against each other. So if anybody's just joining us right now, I did want to congratulate, who was it, Matt?
Brianne.
Okay, and I guess they didn't want to be on the line, and that's okay. So they will win two tickets to Roxy Stadium. So, all right. Thank you so much for calling. And we are right now, we're talking to Guy Finley, Journey to the Greatness Within. And I have Donna Granada in here with Focus on the Masters. We're going to be talking a little bit about that in a second. And I've got Giovanni here. He is my co-host.
Hello.
Today.
How are you?
Are you feeling better, by the way?
I'm feeling much, much better.
All right. Okay.
It was getting pretty bad there. And what's even worse was I was in St. Louis. I was technically on business, but I was there for vacation,
you
too.
You do everything for fun.
And,
okay,
well,
come
yeah,
on.
Everything I do is a little bit of fun. But, you know, and it's not fun being in a different state, you know, away
not,
from home.
And not feeling
you
good.
Don't have your own bed and not feeling good. So, but I'm back and I feel a lot better now.
There you go. All right, guys. So back to your book. Now, why so different of a theme than what you usually write?
I realize that we all, and who can't attest to this, we're born seekers. I mean, literally, we spend all of our lives looking for relationships with friends, business, whatever it is, hobbies. And the purpose that I found for the reason of all this seeking is that it's through relationships that we are introduced to ourselves. We discover things about ourselves through relationships we can't do in any other way. Then the section, that's the first section of the book, the search. Gosh, Kim, who doesn't, even Giovanna was just on a search in St. Louis.
Right.
<You know?
laughs> He was for his Halloween, his... haunted house.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is, we then, you know, we've got this longing to discover the truth about ourselves that only relationships can introduce. We spend our lives in a long search, finding these relationships, learning what we can. But and ultimately, as all of us know, there comes a point where we realize that, you know what, no matter what we find and give ourselves, it's just not enough.
You know, I'm looking at one of the little sayings in here by Thomas Edison. There are no rules here. We're just trying to accomplish something. And I think that that is really kind of along the lines of what you're talking about. We're all in this amazing journey. And that's something that I talk about on my show all the time of what is it? What do you want to be when you're done? You don't want to have anything left that you haven't done in your life.
To add to that, you don't want to have anything left that you haven't discovered about yourself.
That's true.
Everything we do is for that purpose. And that broad idea, the transformation of the human soul, is the theme that we discover from 7,000 years ago all the way to current times, where through time immemorial, the men and women who have left us these beautiful messages, no matter what part of the world or where they were or their discipline, have all said the same thing. We are looking for ourselves, and in the end, what we find is within ourselves, and it is divine. If we understood that, even a small way, not only would the conflict begin to cease in this world, because we'd realize we share a common family tie, if you will, a celestial tie. But even more importantly, Kim, so much of our individual fear would disappear, because we'd realize that we've been given a source of strength and understanding that is literally unparalleled in the universe.
I love it. I love where you're going with this. You know, this is something I talk about this every single day on my show, is that we were all given gifts. And sometimes, you know, we let that fear get in the way of us instead of just, you know, going through and trusting that we are going to be doing the right thing. And I love where you're going with this.
Yeah, because, look, and listeners, please, you join us, think with us here. When you have an epiphany, suddenly, you know, you've been fighting a lesson a long time, and you see the truth of it, Kim, isn't it true that in that moment you realize it isn't really that you suddenly learned that lesson as much as you remembered that you'd forgotten something?
You're so, so right. You've already crossed it sometime in your life, but then all of a sudden, and you know what's so funny? I mean, I'm like blank right now, but there's so many things I want to tell my listeners, you know, about something silly that I've learned. And I'm like, oh, I want to make this so much easier for other people so they don't have to go through this, you know. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. So that great truth that you came upon was always sitting in you, which means it always was there. Now, if we can put two and two together, that means that the answers that we're looking for in life are more or less just waiting for the proper circumstances to introduce us to our own wisdom. This wisdom that God put in us, if you will, and that we don't have to be afraid of events, because I like to say that they're really invitations to introduce us to what we've yet to discover about ourselves.
I love how you put that. I love it. And you know what's interesting to me, and you know, I hope that all my listeners really listen to what I'm going to say, is there are so many invitations out there. And a lot of times every single day, and multiples throughout the day. But so many times we're afraid that we're going to feel out of place, or that we're not going to be able to, you know, get there, and maybe we're running late. I mean, I just went the other night. I had to take my son to the other end of the world, and then I came back and I was going to be late. And I thought, you know, we were playing a silly game. It's bonkers, okay? But there was a bunch of women, and I thought, I'm going to be late for the game. But you know what? It was more important for me to visit with friends that I haven't seen in a while. And so I showed up, and you know what? They hadn't even started playing. But you just attend. And I always say yes, even if it's not today. Say yes, because people want you to, you know, they're going to stop inviting you if you don't attend something.
Well, I was going to say, I think that's one of the biggest obstacles is fear.
Absolutely.
And it sounds as though, Guy, you're saying, you know, faith is a huge obstacle that people don't find the wisdom to bring upon themselves.
Yeah.
And trust.
The main thing is that we really become as we're intended to. This life is not a race. It's a school for our higher education. And we can really only enter into that broader path by which we find a consistent possibility of higher perfection for ourselves when we realize nothing bad can happen to us, because we're already provided with the understanding to transcend that part of ourself that's in pain.
And I have to tell you, you know, it's funny, is we've been going through, I've got four children, okay, but two younger boys, 15 and 17,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you guys as knowing, okay, Giovanni, Matt, okay, I don't know, there's something about guys a little bit different, you know, they're very adventurous, and I have two girls, and, I thought we lost them. And so they'd handle things a little bit differently, but my boys have been going through some searching in their lives, and I'm telling you, it's, you know, Mom, have a second. Oh God, what, you know? And I think with wisdom now that I've learned from my show, from people like you, Guy, just amazing people that I've had on, it's now I like, okay, what did you learn from it?
Yeah.
We didn't hurt anybody. We didn't destroy any property. Did you learn from, yes, Mom. Okay, so when somebody approaches you again going down that road, how are you going to handle it? Oh, no, I got it. That's okay. I no longer have to say you're grounded for life. Your car, your keys, your phone, anything's taken away. It's just, you know what? I'm about really what you're talking about is, you know, I always teach my kids integrity and just inside start developing what's right and what's wrong.
Yes. All of that is exactly what they need to hear, and they need to see it as well. When you meet events, we are all, each and every one of us, consistently a teacher and a student. And
yes,
in this instance, I like to say, Kim, that lessons ride in on the back of events.
Oh, God, I could talk to you forever. I love this. If anybody's just tuning in right now, we're talking to Guy Finley, and his book is The Seeker, The Search, The Sacred. And the author of, and is that the whole name of it?
The book is called The Seeker, The Search, The Sacred. The subtitle's Journey to the Greatness Within.
Right. And because, self-realization.
Yes, because if lessons write in on the back of events, and all of us know that that happens, that means that all of these events are intended to be the seed of a new understanding, a revelation about ourselves that the event makes possible. In other words, the event introduces us to parts of ourselves that we just haven't met yet, but that are waiting to be illuminated.
Very, very cool. You know, I always say nothing happens by accident.
When you understand what we're talking about, Kim, not only does it never happen by accident, but you learn to use every moment of your life for the further development of your capacity to love and understand.
Wow, I love it. Guy, what is your background?
Well, funny enough, I mean, I have the usual college education in that business, but I was a composer. I was actually my partner and I were the first white rock artist ever to sign with Motown Records.
Wow, that's awesome.
In 1971, maybe before some people listening were even born. But, you know, I went through a very successful musical career, Kim. I had award-winning music, wrote for motion pictures and television, and I when I was 29 years old, I quit. I retired and started to travel, went to the Far East and did the usual business of the 60s to try to discover what in the world was going on. Why so many contradictions? My parents were a very successful show business family, and I never met anybody that wasn't completely dysfunctional. You know, so why? Why with all of the possessions and powers, so little capacity for patience and to be kind? And that bothered me since I was a kid, so I had to find out. And that's the journey.
That is the journey, and that's what that's it. I mean, that is what, if everybody just thought of life, like you just said, you know, that this life is not a race. It's just, it's trying to figure out who we are and kind of get the best and the most out of it. That's what it's
to find out if we do. Do we have time for like a quick little story?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, this is you know, in my books, I love to tell little stories, and even in the new book, The Secret, The Search, The Sacred, there's a couple little stories to exemplify this idea. Here's one of these little stories. A reporter, he goes to one of these huge openings of a new amusement park where they've got the biggest, baddest roller coaster that was ever built, and he's waiting in line for the first pass through. Everybody's nervous, talking, and he notices there's a young lady, and somehow she seems very composed, not at all nervous, smiling, having a good time, but not with that nervous energy. So they get on the ride, everybody screaming, you know how they do, their hands in the air, the reporter, sorry, got on the ride. and when they get off, he watches the whole time the ride. The girl just doesn't seem to be screaming in fear like everybody else. So he goes over to her. He says, you know, I don't want to pry, he said, but you're a very unusual character. I noticed you weren't afraid. You weren't nervous like everybody else, like me, he said. Can you tell me why? And she smiled. She said, I'm surprised you noticed that. He said, why is that? He said, because you see, my father designed the ride.
Oh, you just gave me chills. That's so cool.
I've been on it enough times to know nothing bad can happen.
Wow.
We are meant to be in relationship with this interior divine intelligence God by whatever name one calls it. And that's what the book proves. It's just names. The fact is that there's an intelligence within us that can't be compromised, that won't hurt itself or anyone else, and that knows before we get into a crazy ride in life that the understanding of what we did is there and we can transcend ourselves.
Unbelievable. Really, it's I mean, that's an amazing story right there. I love little stories that have, you know, a little bit of meaning behind, well, a lot of meaning behind
it.
I mean, it's just so strong. And that's truly how I live my life. I truly, you know, every day wake up feeling, you know, just gratitude that I'm here, that I have everything that I have. I have a beautiful family. And everything is, you know, I don't take anything for granted. I really don't.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Look, what we're really saying here, and again, to the heart of my new book, is there is no such thing as a moment to which an individual is inadequate to meet it, because we can allow the moment to introduce us to something in ourselves that lets us transcend our former understanding. We're literally given a kind of rebirth, a brand new bit of light that shows us that, hey, you know what? I came here believing that you were supposed to treat me a certain way, but by the fact that I'm in pain and full of this negativity, obviously, suffering can't prove I'm right. It has to prove I've got a misunderstanding about myself. Then we can say to these moments, thank you, I didn't know that about myself, and we become learners instead of burners.
So be a partner with yourself is what you're saying.
Yes, and allow life to introduce you to the possibilities that can't be found other than those moments of impact.
We
don't fear running into things anymore. We're grateful because we realize they're going to take us beyond ourselves.
Oh, Guy, you awesome, awesome talk. It's amazing what you're saying. Well, I know Giovanni he's been waiting here patiently.
Because I wanted you guys to finish what you guys were saying, because you guys were on a roll. And it's kind of a side note, and I'm looking through your book here, and I see that you have quotes and sayings through, you know, a lot of different famous leaders and so on and so forth throughout all of our history. And what I was thinking to myself is, wow, like, you don't really realize it, and you don't really think about it, but even today's age, we don't have anybody that's coming out with new theories about life, or you know, you have Thomas Edison, and you have all these people that were great in, you know, the making of who we are today, but you don't have anybody now really coming up. I think the earliest.
What do you mean? Have you not heard of the Kim Pagano Show?
Yeah.
But tell that how you perceive, right?
I think the latest person you have in here is Helen Keller. You know, and Helen Keller is, you know, it's been a while now. I mean,
yeah,
since really
Giovanni, you know we, as a race of beings, we are becoming shallower and shallower species.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I'm saying. I see a lot in here from the 1600s, you know, even back to the 1200s, you know, but for as much as we have today and how many people we have in the world today, I mean, we have, 6 billion people in the world today? You would imagine that having more people in the world, we'd have more great minds, great thinkers.
Yeah.
Not at all.
In fact, the definition, in a way, of fear and ultimately the greed that it gives birth to is the belief that my value as an individual depends upon the opinion of others.
That is, you know what? You're absolutely right. Do I look okay? What are you going to wear
yeah.
to the party?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
are you going to bring? Just be an individual
yeah,
thinker.
What kind of car do I drive? What kind of home am I in? I'm not saying there's anything wrong
no.
with being excellent. I'm just saying that when we define ourselves by social values, we confine ourselves to those values at the same time and become prisoners of a system that has no choice but to limit us as to the things we do and think about.
Well, if I may, I think of contemporary great thinkers such as the Dalai Lama, Nelson Mandela. They were individual thinkers. And,
oh, yeah. And
know,
actually, I believe that
great...
there are some quotes in
yeah.
there. I mean, Giovanna may not have... In each of, see, the book's divided into these three sections.
And what are the three sections?
The seeker, which is this part of us, I call it the divine dissatisfaction, which ultimately is, I need to learn about this love that I have and feel. I want to know about the depths of myself. So we go looking into relationships to discover ourselves. That brings us to the next section, the seeker, where we run through all of the things we do, ultimately realize not this, not that. Negation, we find out this doesn't fill the hole in my soul.
You know, Guy, I just want to give out our phone number here at 805-639-0008. If I have any listeners out there that are fighting a lesson and just maybe want some input, today is feel good. And, you know, talk about it. Give us a call. You don't have to say your name. I know a lot of people don't like to say their name, like our winner that just called in. But you know what? We've got a guy here.
Go through it. If you don't go through a fear, you will go back around it and meet it again.
Oh, big time. I'm telling you.
There's one quote in here that I've been sitting here looking at. It's I am a part of all that I have met.
Yes.
And I love that. That speaks wonders to me.
Amazing.
Look, Shana, when you meet, how do I say this to you? You can't meet a moment. You can't have an experience. You look out at the ocean, you look up at a night sky, and those things that you're looking at that you feel so profoundly moved by, you're moved because those things are revealing to you that already in your consciousness is that quality.
Very, very true. Very true.
Yes. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, my background is in the arts, and I'm very curious about the years you were composing music and how that had an effect on you in identifying yourself and building up that courage to be strong within.
Well,
great question.
Yeah. The thing is, in those days, you know, like I say, we were the first white soft rock artists to sign with Motown. I was the one of the first three artists on Neil Diamond's RCA label. The music that I wrote was always centered around this question of who am I, what's my purpose, what's the plan? Because if we don't know that, what are we doing here?
Right. And then we don't know how to do our job.
No, that's it, Kim. Because, you see, if I really don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here, then anybody can walk up to me and tell me what I'm supposed to be doing, and if they sell it to me with a diamond, I'm gone.
Well,
being an artist, though, in many ways, there are no two artists the same. So it sounds as though in those early days, even though you may not have realized it, you were building up these philosophies because...
Oh, absolutely.
Expressing yourself as an artist,
and,
there is
and
no
if you
two.
Will, actually... just because we're talking briefly about the music business, and exercising a certain interior gift we all have that we don't know about, which is when you have a songwriter is a person who, with musical background, can take a momentary epiphany, an insight, a glimpse of love or sorrow, and stretch that one tiny flash of light into 3.5 or 30.5 minutes of music. They literally can take the beautiful strength, the insight, and mold it, pull it out, so that it becomes something everybody can share.
Well, very, very true.
That's what, as an author, that's what an author does. He or she gets an idea and then is able to dive into those waters and spend enough time in those waters that they can then execute an explanation of what they see. That's what this book is intended to help the reader understand. We're all meant to swim in these interior waters of wisdom so that we can share in them and realize that we have a resource available to ourselves, unlike anyone else, that can go before us to make the crooked places straight.
Wow. You know, Guy, you are an amazing speaker. You really are. You have a lot of inspiration and... this has been amazing talking to you. So, you know, and I would recommend your book. It's just this thin little, I mean, I don't want to say it's thin, but it's just, it's so easy to be reading it.
I think it's about 140 pages.
Yeah, yeah. And look, listeners, go to www.onejourney.net, O-N-E-J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, onejourney.net. There's a 3.5 minute video montage on the homepage. Tells the whole story that Kim Giovanno and I have been talking about.
I love it. I'd love to talk to you again. And
you know what? I would love for you, if you haven't seen. I don't. Have you seen the video, Kim?
No, I have not.
Please go look at it.
I will.
You will love this video. You can download an abridged version of my book for free, and you can contribute your own favorite quotations to a brand new idea, a living book online that will grow through perpetuity because everyone in the world is going to read it and share it. And that's the point of the new site, is to produce this wave of understanding so that we can begin to understand our common heritage and our common possibility. OneJourney.net.
All right. I like it a lot. And thank you again. I will definitely have you back. Can you stay on the line so we can get your number so I can get in contact with you? All right. Well, gosh, an amazing journey right there. And that's what it's all about. That's why I do my show every single day, to hear different people's journeys. And if you have a journey out there that you want to share, that was, it was heavy, but it was amazing, wasn't it?
Oh, I mean, very inspiring.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, making up these amazing people that you can talk to. With that, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Donna Granada and Focus on the Masters. That's right here in Ventura, so stay with us.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your weekend here on a positive note. And that's what we're talking about, really just feeling good about ourselves and knowing what we're doing is the right thing. And trust. That's what it's all about. So anyways, I've got Giovanni in here. Thank
Hello.
You so much for being here. And I got Donna Granada, Focus on the Masters.
Which
so,
is really fun to say,
it
by
is,
the way.
Donna Granada. It is really fun. You're absolutely right. Yeah. So Donna, tell us a little bit about Focus on the Masters. And how long have they been going?
Well, we were founded in 1994, and it came out of an unusual set of circumstances, out of some difficulty in my life, ironically, from a fall down a flight of stairs.
You fell down a flight of stairs?
I fell down a flight of stairs, and in an effort to stay positive, I started to go through my photographs and realized that many of the portraits I had taken up until that point were photographs of artist friends of mine who just happened to be well-known and accomplished. People like Beatrice Wood, Sergio Aragonés, Gerd Koch, all of them accomplished artists. And I had a background in art history, and I had a passion for art, and I had just graduated from Brooks Institute of Photography. So all of these things merged together. And I realized that if I could get past this difficulty in my life, you know, it's so interesting listening to Guy and all of his inspirational words, you know, just kind of embracing where I was and looking for the positive. I thought, gee, if I can get past this, this is what I'd want to do, is take more photographs of artists and actually document their lives and share with the community how important it is to support the arts in the community.
You know, this is so interesting, and but I want to ask you, since you have been doing this for a while, what do they all have in common? What do you find is the main thing that really...
Well, passion. Passion for what they do. Pursuing what they love, and embracing all of the challenges of life, you know, incorporating those challenges into the work for some artists is their vehicle into a successful career. It is amazing. You know, it's that age-old quote, so we're talking quotes, follow your bliss. Because when you do, and you embrace what you love wholeheartedly, everything else falls into place, and it's really true. And many of these artists are just extraordinary at what they do, and they have reached their goals, sometimes with great challenges, but their artistic expressions are extraordinary.
Well, I see some of the stuff that you have here, the literature and stuff that I'm looking over. Some of it is artists doing drawings and paintings, and some of it's photography. Is it all types of art?
All different types of art. In fact, we document 10 artists per year, and the artists are selected by jury. So we have this wonderful group of art experts and art professionals in the community, be it gallery owners, museum people, other artists, professional artists. And then we select 10 that are a variety of different expressions. So we'll have a photographer, a printmaker, a painter. We just documented a musician this last month. And so...
So it really is anybody who's doing their passion.
It is. There is criteria.
What is the criteria?
They have to have mastered their craft. They have to be good at what they do.
And who decides that?
That is this jury of
peers. So you actually have a jury.
We do have a jury.
Who's on the jury?
We're not allowed to say.
Oh.
But they are art experts. They're museum people, gallery owners, master artists that we've documented in the past. And we have nominations that come in. Last year we had 72 nominations. And of the 72, we had to pick 10. So they have to be good at what they do, number one, and reach a certain level of mastery. There has to be a component that we can share with the community, life lessons, for example. And in that process of selecting these individuals, we will try to select a diverse group of expression.
Mm.
And sometimes we take into consideration the artist's age, if they're in an advanced age or if they have health issues.
I liked how she said that, advanced age. I'm going to write that down. That's a nice way to put it. But you're right, so that you can give them credit before anything ever happens, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is recording their lives. We are creating an archive for that artist. So we record oral histories, hours of oral histories. We digitize their artwork, so we have a beautiful visual library of their work. And in the visual library, we also include historic photographs, so photographs of them through the various stages of their career and children's photographs.
So what is the most unique art that you've had, that you've seen so far?
Oh, that's a great... No one's ever asked me that question before. Mm-hmm. Each and every artist is unique. Well, the artist that we are going to document this month, his name is Luther Gerlach, and he will be interviewed on March 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. That's our new home where we... present our artists through our artist spotlight.
So is that the only place that you are now?
That is.
Okay.
That is our home right now,
okay.
Aside from the archive and library, which is at a separate site.
Okay.
But Luther is a fabulous photographer who practices old world techniques. 19th century photographic techniques. So he has a handmade camera that is huge. It is actually 22 by 30 inches.
That's huge.
It is huge. And he uses these 19th century techniques where he's cloning.
Well, you know what's interesting? And is this on your website?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so there's an evening with Luther, but there's a picture. And do you guys see something different about this picture? It's a little girl, and she's holding up a bird.
Mm-hmm.
But what in... And
wait, was she standing inside of like where the ottoman would be?
She's sitting in an old antique chair.
But it's broken.
Mm-hmm. It's broken. It's weathered. It has a history all of its own.
I love this picture. Yeah. You know what? I mean, but what's interesting about it is... You know, and I think that's what art is so cool, is everybody sees something different, you know. One of my son's teachers, there was a video on there, and it was, I think there was like 8 dancers. And so there was 4 blue and 4 yellow, okay. And then he said, just, you know, he kind of was telling a little story, and he said, now watch it. My son and I watched it, right? And so then he's like, okay, so now... watch who goes out of the room. And at the end, there's a couple of the blue that went out of the room, right? Well, so at the end, you kind of watch each thing. And at the end of it, there was an ape that came into the room. My son saw it. I didn't. I was waiting to watch who went in and out of the room. So it's interesting how your eye, and when you're, depending on your artistry, you know, that how you do it, people see different things, and I just think that's the beauty behind it.
Well, it is one of the great things about the arts, is that the art experience is 50% artist, 50% viewer, and that's the Duchampian...
say that word again.
Duchamp, the great Marcel Duchamp. He helped to...
decipher
and help the greater communities of the time, you know, really embrace modern art.
You know, and I'm gonna say something else too. You know, I'm so mesmerized by God, God too, right? But Guy Finley, because you know what? So many people miss the beauty. I'm into vegetable gardens and into, you know, planting. I just planted a bunch of trees, and there's so much. If you could find beauty in every single thing that you do.
Well, the great thing about the arts, and artists in particular, they help us understand the beauty. They help us see the beauty. They help us understand ourselves. When you look at this image of this little girl holding the dead bird in an old, worn-out chair, there's beauty in that.
And what was his story behind that? Or I guess we'll have to go to his...
Yeah, you'll have to come on March 27 at the Comedy Club to see.
Okay.
And that's
what
the
day is that, by the way?
That is a Tuesday.
Okay.
And that's the beauty of presenting these artists to the public, because they are able to hear and see these artists firsthand and ask questions. We have a Q&A after the interview, the public interview.
And it's really interesting to find out what their, you know, maybe an empty feeling at one time, that's what made him, you know, take this, or what story is behind it.
We just started our oral histories, and there's hours and hours of oral histories with these artists, which is a public record, and you can come and listen to oral histories at our office. But Luther was bullied as a young boy. He also suffered from dyslexia. So, you know, the artists often, you know, the early roots of their development are often found in their childhood and in their rearing. And often, you know, you'll see these glimpses of their childhood or their early development in their mature work. In this particular photograph, there's so much symbolism here. And again, Luther is just an absolute genius when it comes to old world techniques. So we have this young child, you know, this new image, this new birth of a mind and a life in this old, old chair. That looks like something that was pulled out of the trash, resurrected. So the old and the new. And then, of course, the mortality of it all, holding that beautiful bird, you know, a beautiful symbol
Right.
You know, this is such an exquisite image.
Now, is there different artists like clay or like...
Ceramics,
really?
Painting, sculpting. We've documented everyone in all different types of medium.
And do they only live in Ventura?
They live and work in Ventura County.
Really?
So we are a countywide organization. We just closed a big exhibition at the County Government Center where we had 87 of our portraits on display. So for an example would be Dennis Oppenheim, who created the bus home sculpture. That is one of our most beloved sculptures in the community. You either love it or you hate it. He is a New York artist, or was a New York artist. He has since passed away. But one of the great living contemporary artists of our time. This is a man who represented the United States in the Venice Biennale. And we're very fortunate to have a public sculpture that he created in our community.
We have a cool little town out here in Ventura, you know. I mean, really, it's so creative. Now, are you an artist?
I'm a photographer.
Okay.
And I take the portraits of the artists.
So if you were to kind of put a label on your art, your photography, what is it that you like to take? Is it floral? Is it people?
I'm a portraitist.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And where did you get your background from?
Brooks Institute of Photography.
Okay.
Yeah. I graduated from Brooks Institute, and I'm also an adjunct professor there.
Oh, that's interesting. I love photography, but I'm one of those, and it's interesting because my youngest daughter kind of got into photography through me, and now she's kind of taken over, and it's interesting where, you know, I like to have a really close-up picture, and a lot of people like to have...
You mean a close-up of your face?
Of
You're very brave.
No, I don't like where you take a picture and it's, you know, the family or the... I guess the subject is far away. I like to see their expression.
Well, I do what's called environmental portraiture, and the term was coined after one of my great mentors, Arnold Newman. And I take photographs of the artists in their studio, and their narratives. They tell a story about the artist. I take the portraits long after the oral histories and the public interview, so my knowledge of them is quite in depth. So I'm able to capture what I hope to be a seminal portrait of them at that point in their career.
Kind of in their passion, in their working moment, right?
Yeah. Well, they're formal portraits. They're not...
You know, it's interesting. I'm a hair therapist, right? And so I've been doing hair for years and years. And people tell me, oh, my God, when I'm in my moment of cutting, you know, it's my art. It's truly my art.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like my gift.
I saw a documentary of... Burning Man and all the artists and stuff doing, you know, the different sculptures and stuff that get sent over to Burning Man and get set up for that week-long festival of sorts.
And it's incredible, the art they produce.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, watching the documentary of the people beforehand. I mean, they're working on this stuff for months and months and months. That might only last for a day or two, and then the high winds and everything tear it down. But for that moment, they put this out there just for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
And several artists from our community participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've never been. And I really want to try. I want to try to make it sooner or later before I get a little bit up there in age.
I need an air-conditioned RV if I'm going
to
go.
I went out to, I believe it was out in Santa Clarita when they had, was it the yellow?
Oh, the umbrellas?
Umbrellas.
Christo's umbrellas.
Yes.
Up through the grapevine, yes.
What another amazing...
Oh.
That
yes.
was amazing.
Yeah, it was extraordinary.
Yeah, and it's funny because my son, my older son is in Moore Park College, and he's learning about it, and he goes, Mom, he goes, back in. And I go, I was there. And he goes, you were? I mean, it was like, you know, not that old, but it was something in my time that I was, yeah, we're going to drive out there mm-hmm. and see this. Mm-hmm. And it was, it's just unique to see where they, different things that they come up
well,
with.
Well, and Christo is a great example, you know, helping people understand what's behind the work. You know, his projects have to do with the unity of several communities. And in that case, there were two countries involved in this. A sister city in Japan had blue umbrellas. So you were talking about yellow
right.
and blue.
Oh,
In Japan, they had a community that had blue umbrellas. So
wow.
it's really an incredible
Well, I'm so
project.
Glad to have you on to
oh,
learn
I'm
more
delighted.
About this. Give everybody your website again so they can find out about this.
Our website is focusonthemasters.com.
Okay.
And there's a tremendous amount of information there, including all of the artists that we have documented to date. There's also a series of portraits that so you can actually see the face. So often all we know about artists is their work. So we make it a point of making photographs of them and posting them.
And so what is it? We're at the
focusonthemasters.com.
.com. Okay. And you have something coming up?
Well, we have a huge event tonight.
Okay.
Every year we partner with the Ventura County Arts Council and give scholarships.
Oh,
so
great.
Tonight at the Government Center at 5:30, we will be handing out $3,500 worth of scholarships to high school seniors who are pursuing art.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much. I will definitely have to have you back. You have to let me know what's going on so I can keep my listeners tuned in.
I would love
Giovanni,
to
Giovanni, what's going on in Simi Valley?
Well, tomorrow, since it's St. Patrick's Day, we have something going on at the Junkyard Cafe. Every 17th of every month, they always have something for St. Patrick's Day. But since tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, they're going to have the Coors Light Girls there, the Corona Girls, Corned Beef and Cabbage.
Oh, there's I know where you're going.
Also, the Santa Susana Cafe over there off of Cooner is having something, and the Treehouse. And I know that season ticket as well.
Ooh, so there you go.
Just go to dayinsimivalley.com or simivalleynightout.com, and you'll find out all the things going
you
on.
You got it. And, of course, remember to come out to Kids Expo at Pacific View Mall, 9:30 to 1:30 this Saturday. They've got a zillion things going on there, lots of great stuff. And even if it's raining, it's inside, so remember that. Also, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is Don't Be Afraid of Opposition. Remember, a kite rises against the wind, not with the wind. And with that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to thank you for listening, and I want to remind you that if you've missed any part of this show, to listen from 1 to 2. With that, have a really great day. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you later.
Two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't get pushed.